Alright, we're up to Simon Reish Yud Beis, finishing up Simon Reish Yud Beis in the middle of Sif Aleph. The Rama says, Hadam Varchan ala Ikr Kotar Asatfela. When do we say that if you make a bracha on the Ikr that covers the Tafel? Hainu she'ochan biyachad o she'ochal Ikr Tchila. That is, if you eat them together or you eat the Ikr first. The Mishnah Berurah gives an example and says, if you eat pasaba bakisnin with cheese, so you eat crackers with cheese or anything else that you're putting on the crackers just to make the crackers taste better, even though they're both chaviv to you and you want to eat both of them, still the Mishnah Berurah says that you only make a bracha on the cracker because that is probably the ikar for you. So that is a case where you were eating two things together where you make a bracha on the ikar. Avamochal a tafel tchila. However, if you eat the tafel item first, kagon sherutza lishtos, like if you want to take a drink, verotza lechol tchila kadeshul yishta liberekana, you really want the drink, but you don't want to drink on an empty stomach, so you eat something first just in order to prepare you to be able to drink. Osh ochol galarine gud ganios lamate kashsia. You have some sort of seeds in order to make the drink taste better. Then you make a bracha on the food first, even though it is tafel. But you only make a shahakol on it in that case because it is tafel, it loses its main bracha, whatever that bracha is. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lamaisa, since it is tafel, that's why it loses its bracha, and you make a shahakal on it. So the Rama sounds like you make a shahakal on it no matter what it is. But the Magen Avraham says, no. If you are drinking this drink, and that's what is the ikar, really you should have made a shahakal. This is the tafel. Really you should have made a shahakal on it, but now it's a tafel. So then that's why you continue to make a shahakal on it. So again, sorry. If the ikar is shahakal, and you're having the tafel before the ikar, then since the ikar is shahakal, you make a shahakal on the tafel also. However, if the bracha on the ikar is something else, such as if you're drinking wine as the ikar, then on the food which you eat as the tafel beforehand, you don't make a shahakal, rather you make its correct bracha. But since this is all a machlokas jina raman among an Avram, the Mishnah Berurah says it is better to avoid this. Don't eat the tafel item first. Whenever you have an ikar and tafel, don't eat the tafel item first. Either eat both of them together or make sure to eat the ikar first. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Merkachas shemanichan al rakikin dakim, osam rakikin habutfeil merkachas, shadavar yaduah shemiskavin lechol lechem. This same concept of putting something on top of bread that clearly the rakikin are the tafel. So again, we have a lot of cases of ikar v'tafel that can be discussed. So we already mentioned just now crackers and something on crackers. So if you have peanut butter and crackers or something of that nature. So if you really want the cracker and you're just putting peanut butter on it to make the cracker taste better, so then obviously you'd make a mazonos. If you really want the peanut butter and you just need to put the peanut butter on something because you don't want to eat peanut butter plain, like it's a tasteless cracker or something like that, where it's just to eat the peanut butter, so then the peanut butter is probably the ikar. But we know the rule is by mazonos that the mazonos never loses its status. The chameshes mine dagan never lose its status as ikar unless it's only there to keep something together. So it's unclear if you would really call it that over here. So if you really want the peanut butter, so then maybe you would make two brachos in this situation. If you're having tuna and crackers, so you really want tuna, that's more chashuv, and you just need to eat the tuna with something because you don't want to eat tuna plain. So then, if you really also want the cracker, it could be you'd make two brachas in that situation. It really depends on the situation. Each time you're eating something where there's two separate items that you're putting together, and they are clear items that are but they're together, so tuna and crackers, peanut butter and crackers, something like that, cheese and crackers, so it really probably depends on each individual person which one is really important to them, and if both are really important to them, then they really would make a bracha on both of them. The similar thing comes up by an ice cream sandwich. If you really want the, you know, let's say the sandwich part is thick, the cookie part is thick on the sandwich, you really want both of them. So that's what Moshe Feinstein says, that you would make two brachos on the ice cream sandwich. You'd make a mazonos on the cookie part and take a bite of the cookie, and then you'd make a shahakal and take a bite of the ice cream. We suggested to do this by chocolate-covered pretzels as well, that ideally you would make two brachos if you really want the chocolate and you really want the pretzels, so then you really should be making two brachos. A similar situation comes up by an ice cream cone. If you're only using the ice cream cone as a way of eating the ice cream, so then it's tafel. Even though it's mazonos, it will be tafel, and you would just make a shahakal on the ice cream. However, if you're having a cone, bedavka, you could have gotten in a cup, but you have a bedavka in a cone because you like the taste of the cone also. You want both the ice cream and the cone, so then, again, you would make two brachos. And Moshe says that he thinks that this is the case for the majority of people, that the majority of people really want both of them, and that's why he says that you should really make two brachos in that situation. A common situation in Eretz Yisrael is that along with Yerushalmi kugel, they have a pickle, a sour pickle. So the sour pickle is really only supposed to be there in order to support the Yerushalmi kugel, so that's why it will be tafel. But if you're someone who loves sour pickles, or you're a kid, that's what they always talk about, the kids who love to just eat up the sour pickles, so then you'd have to make a bracha on the pickle also. This comes up by ice cream pie, or fruit pie, any pie, where you just have a pie crust, and then the inside of the pie is fruit and the like. So even if you think that, oh, it's really just a crust, I don't really want it, but no, it's a mezonos, and it's chashev, and therefore you should really make two, potentially, you could make one bracha, but if you really want the part on the inside also is important to you, so then it could be you'd make two brachas in that situation as well. So therefore the best thing to do is to eat it together, where then you only need to make a mezonos, since you're eating both at the same time. So this is all when there's two distinct things, but sometimes you have a mixture. So an example of that would be cholent or fruit cocktail, where you have a mixture of everything together. So if the pieces are not recognizable, such as in cholent, where you have the mixture of the barley and the meat and the potatoes and the onions and everything is mixed together and they're not small and they're not large pieces, the same thing in a fruit cocktail if they're small pieces. So then in the cholent, you would just make a mezonos because of the barley and it will cover everything. And in a fruit cocktail, you would make on whichever is the rove. So if rove is ha'etz, so then you'd make a bracha of ha'etz and that would cover everything. However, if you have a fruit salad where there are large pieces and they're recognizable, and cholent, it's large pieces of potatoes and large pieces of meat, where if you would make a bracha on each individual food in order to eat it. So the way to tell is when you stick a spoon into the cholent, when you stick a spoon into the fruit, does one piece come up recognizable, or does it come up as a mixture? So if it comes up recognizable each thing, so then you'd probably need to make a bracha on each individual item in the mixture. But if it comes up as a mixture when you pick it up with a spoon, the cholent pieces are so small, the fruit cocktail is so small, so then you'd be able to make one bracha, and it will cover everything. So these are the main issues that arise with Iker and Tafel.